college sports. Bill King knows a few things.
We had Jeff Ketchum with us yesterday, just hanging out a little bit. We're just chilling. And then somebody dropped a nuclear bomb later in the afternoon, and here we are again. Apparently, Ketch is alive because we've got him on the phone here. Good morning, Ketch. Welcome back.
Long time. when I said yesterday, talk to you soon, I had no idea that events would mean 24 hours later, but it's always good to be with you, Bill. What's going on?
Okay. Let me start first with the conspiracy, and then we'll get to facts, okay? I love a good conspiracy. It is Jimbo's turn on Wednesday at the SEC Football Media Days to talk, and precisely at that moment, in essence, this story hits. What's the conspiracy?
It's a weird one, because in the beginning, I was trying to figure this out. The story breaks from an A&M beat guy, you know, you start wondering where it seems like it would be undermining A&M to break that story right when Jimbo's going on the podium, because the very first question of the day for Jimbo was essentially, what are your thoughts on Texas and Oklahoma? And he's ready to go. He's got an answer. But it did kind of overshadow A&M's day. I mean, the story this morning in every newspaper and every TV show is about Texas and Oklahoma. I think Texas officials are convinced that Texas A&M deliberately leaked that in an attempt to muddy the water, to create some roadblocks. Friction was the word that I used. And it was their opinion that that's exactly what happened, that this did add friction that in a perfect world, Texas and Oklahoma wouldn't want to deal with. And you should keep in mind that A&M's athletic director, from what I read, was at SEC Media Day yesterday, and that it doesn't appear to be normal protocol. So Ross Bjork also on hand to give a Texas OU to the SEC quote. I mean, this might have just been about A&M protecting its territory, and that this was the method that they chose potentially to do so. I don't know. The timing is curious, but there's no doubt about it. As soon as it happened, A&M had its coach ready for a comment. Its AD was on tap for a comment, and really nobody else was. SEC commissioner doesn't really want to touch the conversation. Nobody at Texas and Oklahoma is throwing rain on it, which is unusual, because if something's not true, we get denials really quickly. No denials, a lot of we can't talk right now. A lot of my sources that I talked to did eventually talk yesterday. It would appear there's a lot more movement here than perhaps speaking it yesterday could slow down. I think that may be the number one thing to come out of yesterday, was if it was an attempt to slow things down, Texas and Oklahoma don't seem to care.
It was even worded, this could be done in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, look, eventually one of my highest-level sources yesterday told me that the intention is that Texas and Oklahoma will both notify the Big 12 next week that they don't intend to renew the rights agreements. And that could mean a lot of things. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're leaving just by saying that alone, but my sourcing specifically told me they believed that that would be the domino that sets off all the dominoes. So the thing to keep an eye on would be next week, Texas and Oklahoma notify the Big 12 that they don't intend to renew their TV rights. And then what happens next from there and the timing of it, that then becomes, I think, the multi-million dollar question. Do they actually go through, I guess there's a process where they have to, fill out an application of sorts to get into the SEC. But the thing is, you don't get to that stage without already having your answers. And this is a Texas athletic department program that once didn't hire Art Briles back in 2014 when they hired Charlie Strong. Art Briles probably would have been the Texas coach, but they didn't want to interview him. They wanted him to tell them in advance that he would be the Texas coach, and Art Briles wouldn't interview before Texas would tell him that he had the job. you had two entities not wanting to risk a thing, and so nothing happened there. This doesn't feel that. It feels like this thing is far enough down the road that Texas and Oklahoma officials behind the scenes aren't afraid to talk about their intentions. And I think that's a bit of a surprise, right? Because when this thing hit yesterday, I don't know that any of us would have guessed it was the train was already down the tracks. We never really, you know, we've heard scuttlebutt, but certainly never would have guessed that this story would break yesterday. And that once it did break, the talk about it would be not in a beginning phase, but somewhere much further down the road.
Jeff Ketchum, Orange Bloods. Summer of 2010, the expansion story of Oklahoma and Texas going west occupied every minute and second of my day. It did yours, too. And I enjoyed it. It was fun, man. It was entertainment. Tubbs came on with me. We got in a bunch of trouble from the Big 12. Tubbs saying he didn't trust anybody out there. And I think he got his country club membership pulled. I mean, we were having a blast. I'm telling you, Ketch, we were having a blast. But here was the deal. They were going west. They would never go to the SEC. Texas looks at the SEC as academically inferior. They'd never want to join the SEC. What changed?
10 years of losing and... Probably a little bit of that. And the other thing that really changed, and this cannot be stressed enough, like we can joke because Texas is thirsty to be relevant. So, and the issues in recruiting right now with regards to not being in the SEC is problematic. But what's changed more than anything else is the leadership at Texas, from the head of the Board of Regents to the school president to the Board of Regents in general. Like, they all care about athletics in a way where the former president, who was a bit of a Berkeley guy, had a reputation for wanting to this. They wanted the school to be known for rubbing elbows with the nationally elite academic schools. And I used to have conversations with Board of Regent members where they would tell me that when they went to various meetings, the thing they never wanted to be asked was, why did you guys spend this much money in athletics? They didn't want the athletics questions. Everybody that's new, starting at the very top, they care about athletics a lot. They probably care about athletics, I don't want to say more than academics, because people would probably, I think they might flinch at that, but their actions scream athletics mean as much or more than anything else. And that's just an ideology that didn't previously exist. But you've got a head of the Board of Regents and a school president and an athletic director that are all in unison about what needs to happen. Whereas a decade ago, those three things weren't on the same page at all. And you really, I think, saw that play out with the Mac Brown dismissal in 2014, just how split. Nobody was on the same page. They couldn't decide who in the hell was even supposed to fire Mac. And in the end, that thing was a big old mess. And you're seeing fewer messes because Texas's leadership is just more in tune with each other. So none of these things happen in a vacuum where one layer of the school's hierarchy doesn't know about it. And that's how Texas used to operate. A little bit of not everybody being on the same page. I think the Eyes of Texas controversy a year ago, along with what happened with Tom Herman that followed, I think that brought decision makers together in a way that they hadn't previously been for a long time, and they haven't left. They've been locked in arms ever since.
Orange Bloods is the site. Jeff Ketchum is with us. Jeff Chu says, ask Ketch if he would be willing to put percentages on Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC. Wants to know if it could be 2022. I mean, he's ready like now for this.
One, I think the percentage thing goes back to me predicting once upon a time after Kyler Murray visited Texas. I talked to an official in his school district that said his dad had called to set up a press conference to announce that Kyler was going to flip to Texas. So when someone asked me that exact same question, I off the cuff said 85%. It sounded good, it just turned into one of those message board questions that I've been, that has been held against me ever since, just a running joke. I don't know how to handicap the percentages. I really don't. Because, you know, and I asked an official, you know, last night, like, what's the thing that blocks this? What are you guys worried about? And I got the sense that, A, they weren't worried about anything, but there was also an acknowledgement that this is new terrain. You know, once upon a time, the politics of this would have been really sticky. But, you know, A&M has somewhat paved the path for Texas. And Oklahoma has its own set of politics. And I have to be completely honest, I'm not completely in tune with what it would mean for Oklahoma to make a move without Oklahoma State. It has never felt like that's been on the table before. But in talking with Oklahoma people yesterday, they feel like they can do it. They feel like if push comes to shove, politics won't get involved. But you just never know. I think the unknown is the thing that makes this thing hard to handicap. But I think from a confidence level standpoint, I think Texas decision makers and Oklahoma decision makers, they think they're going to the SEC. I talked to somebody in a non-revenue sport yesterday who had communications with someone at Oklahoma at a high level. And when that person got back to me, their response was, holy F, it's happening. And, you know, I don't know that I've ever had that response from this particular person before. So once it was kind of sinking in yesterday and word was getting out, there's been nothing but confidence on the Texas and Oklahoma side, I believe. But, man, I don't know. I don't know how to handicap what little tricky thing could pop up, what politician grandstands today and wants to make this thing a big stink. And, you know, I don't know. That's hard to call. But there is some talk that if this thing starts to fall apart, that if Texas and Oklahoma notify the Big 12 that they intend to leave or intend not to renew, I guess I should say, the other schools in the conference at that point, it's everybody take care of themselves. And if other schools start to make their move in anticipation that this thing's about to break apart, then you could have a scenario where the conference dissolves organically and naturally before 2025. So I've got some people who are saying 2023, this thing could happen as soon as that. I have other people saying, look, there are going to be schools in the Big 12 that emerge from this in really bad shape, that they're going to be going from in a have conference-wise to potentially a have-not, which means those $35, $40 million a year checks that they've been getting for the TV revenue, they will want that money, and they'll probably get it no matter what, but there will be a thirst from some of the schools involved to cling on to the Big 12's existence as long as they can, which at this point, the TV rights go through 2025. There is some thought that some of these schools will want to cling to the conference to such a degree that it could go that long, but I think there's optimism that this thing dissolves through that first domino falling, and then anything's possible from that point on.
Yeah, down to about 90 seconds, Catch. You basically touched on it. But if you're Manhattan, Kansas, or you're Waco, Texas, or you're Lawrence, Kansas, you're in the fetal position right now, whimpering, not knowing what's coming.
No, it sucks. And I was on our Texas Tech Rivals message board last night because they've got a very good website. I just wanted to kind of get a feel for, and they get it. They know this is beyond their control and the impact that this will have on all of their athletics program is not good. I mean, most of the conference is scrambling right now, and the two schools that don't have to scramble, I don't think you're very concerned about that.
Catch, always outstanding, sir. Appreciate it, man.
You got it. We'll talk soon. Hopefully not tomorrow. Take care.
All right, man. There you go. There he is. Jeff Catchum.